Okay, so the Haftorah for Parshas Bo is Perek Memvov in Yirmiyahu. It's actually Perek Memvov Pasuk Yud Gimel following. Hadovar Asher Diber Hashem O Yirmiyahu Anovi, that Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel is going to come and destroy Mitzrayim. Right, so obviously the Haftorah is about the destruction of Mitzrayim. We had the Haftorah in Parshas Va'era also, that's from Yechezkel, which is about the destruction of Mitzrayim. Both Haftorahs are talking about the same destruction of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was destroyed twice. If you read Yirmiyahu Perek Memvav Psukim Aleph through Yud Gimel, that was like in year number 4 of King Yehoyakim. And then like some 20 years later, Mitzrayim is destroyed. 26 years later, Mitzrayim is destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. Mitzrayim is destroyed twice. Parshas Va'era and Parshas Bo discuss the destruction of Mitzrayim. However, and Rav Moshe Lichtenstein makes this point, there is a difference in the presentation of the Haftorahs, that the end of the Haftorah Va'era is V'yadu Ki Ani Hashem. The idea is to recognize that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And throughout the Haftorah of Parashas Va'era, the notion is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want you to know, V'yadu Ki Ani Hashem Elokim, right? That's what goes on again and again. In Parashas Bo, the Haftorah is just about the destruction of Mitzrayim and the killing of Mitzrayim. And it doesn't speak about the notion that you're going to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing stuff. And Rav Moshe points out, Moshe Lichtenstein points out, that this is the distinction between the Makos and Parshas Va'era and the Makos and Parshas Bo. Parshas Va'era has 7 Makos, and in all of them, the idea Moshe Rabbeinu keeps on repeating, you'll know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc., etc. Parshas Bo, the Makos happen one after the other. There's no saying, oh, tomorrow, I'll daven tomorrow, etc. That idea of I'll daven tomorrow, or the Makos should go away tomorrow, daven now, the Makos should go away tomorrow, that idea is to recognize this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, process it a little bit, etc. Parshas Bo is about 3 makos, which are destructive, killing. Arbe takes away your food, you die. Choshech, right? When you can't live because it's so dark, right? You can't do anything, it's kilo, you're dead, and obviously makas bechoros is death. Bo is about destruction. The Haftorah of Bo is also the Haftorah of destruction of Mitzrayim. It's not the idea of the first 7 makos of Va'era to know Mitzrayim, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting also that there are 2 different symbols of Mitzrayim. Parsha, the Haftorah Va'era and Yechezkel. So Yechezkel, we spoke last time, is about how Paro viewed himself like he's a king. He said, Li Ya'ori Va'ani Asisini. And Paro also is compared to Hatanim Hagadol, so like the great, I forget which one is in Florida and which one is in Egypt, crocodiles or alligators. One is in one place, the other, whatever. I think it's the great crocodile. I think crocodiles are in Egypt and alligators are in Florida. But I got that one right. But the point is that Va'era is about the imposing Mitzrayim, the Tanim Hagadol, and Bo's Haftorah, Yirmiyahu, is about Egla Yefeifiyah Mitzrayim, right? A nice, cute little calf, right? The Mitzrayim of Parshas Va'era is this imposing Mitzrayim, this forceful Mitzrayim. All they have to do is recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parshas Bo is after destruction of Mitzrayim number 1. So Mitzrayim is this weaker area, but they still have an element of beauty, right? The cows in the dreams of Yosef. There are the fat cows, the skinny cows. They are eglimar beik, right? The mercenaries that Mitzrayim hires. Gam schirah b'kirba keglimar beik. Gam him hifnu nasu yachdav. The mercenaries run away. Basically, people realize that Mitzrayim is being destroyed. Mitzrayim is already weak, but there's a certain element of beauty. Nonetheless, Mitzrayim is weakened and they're destroyed. However, the Navi concludes that Mitzrayim will come back later on. Hineni poked al amo mino, al pa'al melech Mitzrayim, etc. And you're going to end up coming back. Nebuchadnezzar's reign over Mitzrayim is going to be temporary. So effectively, there are two points that we're making on this Haftorah. One is that the Haftorah is about destruction, as opposed to just recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second is that the Haftorah of Va'ira is a stronger, more powerful Mitzrayim. And the Haftorah of Bo is a Mitzrayim that is just Egla Yefefiya. It's not really a powerful thing. It's after destruction number one of Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim is there, but it doesn't have the same oomph. It doesn't have the same strength. And even so, the Novi is speaking about how that Mitzrayim will also be destroyed, etc. So these are the points that we wanted to make. And should have a good Shabbos.